This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Looking for an opportunity to hunt rabbits, we'll be talking about that in a program. And we'll also be talking a little bit about waterfowl hunting at Wren Lake. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. While local sportsmen are blessed with a myriad of rabbit hunting opportunities, though rabbits can be found in good numbers virtually anywhere quality habitat exists, some of the better hunting is actually found right here in our own area. As with most wildlife species, habitat is the key to finding quality rabbit hunting. If the hunter can find good habitat, they will likely find good rabbits. Traditionally, the area with the most productive area for rabbit hunting are the West Central and Southern Illinois. Based on nearly 20 years of harvest estimates, some of the top counties include Bond, Calhoun, Clinton, and Madison. In the South, Wayne and Marion counties would be considered among the top choices. Reproduction is no problem for the prolific cottontail. They quickly multiply in areas containing quality habitat. According to experts, rabbits have multiple litters and can breed at an age of only a few months. A female surviving the summer can produce more than 20 young. Actually, it is disease and predation that keeps the rabbit numbers in check. Virtually every predator, including free-running dogs and common house cats, prey on rabbits. Still, there always seems to be an ample supply of cottontails this year, and hunting them is where the fun begins. Many dedicated rabbit hunters wouldn't consider an outing without beagles. They say the ruckus raised by a pack of trailing beagle hounds is half the excitement in rabbit hunting. Veteran hunters with dogs say to merely find a spot that offers a good view of the area you are hunting, and the dogs will jump the rabbit and usually bring it back. If it sneaks by the first time, relocate and find another similar spot. Most hunters prefer to use plenty of dog power when they use their hunts. They say two or more beagles usually speed up the hunt. Multiple dogs are less likely to lose the scent trail and when they're chasing a rabbit. And in fact, three dogs are considered nearly ideal for an afternoon rabbit hunt. Though a few beagles actually definitely add to the pleasure of a rabbit hunting experience, they are not a necessity. Undoubtedly, most rabbit hunting is done without the assistance of dogs. However, this places more of a brush-busting burden on the hunter, and the dogless hunters need to be willing to search the briars, thick brush, and brush for cottontails. Rabbits often refuse to budge from their hiding place until a boot comes in contact with their derriere. Ideally, one hunter will take the duties of the dog, stomping the brush piles and plowing through the tall weeds. The remaining hunters position themselves where they can easily spot any cottontails leaving the area. Weather conditions play a major role in rabbit hunting. On warm days, cottontails can be found in the grassy areas. Colder weather, however, sends them to brushy areas near grain fields. On bitterly cold and windy days, rabbits hole up and are sometimes found in protected areas like hillsides, gullies, and ditches. Look for locations that offer some protection from the wind and temperatures. A fresh snowfall can make a fleeing rabbit easier to see as well. And any movement against a white background can be easily spotted by an experienced hunter. While countless rabbits are taken each year by hunters using 12-gauge or 410-gauge shotguns, most serious rabbit hunters prefer to use a 20-gauge shotgun with a full choke. Shotgun preferences even vary more widely among hunters. Though many hunters use shot shells containing number 4 and number 6 shot is likely the most common. Most hunters often use a shell using an ounce of number 6, followed by a heavier load in case a second and longer shot is required. So as you can see, the opportunities are plentiful for rabbit hunters. All you got to do is get out there and enjoy it. And that season opens November 3rd. So here's this Saturday coming up. And let's take a brief break and come back and look at more of outdoors right after this message. Okay, we're back, and as we mentioned, we do have an opportunity to hunt waterfowl at Wren Lake. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Wren Lake is offering the opportunity for hunters with disabilities to enjoy the sport of waterfowl hunting. A specially designed in-ground waterfowl pit, located just east of Mine 21 parking area, features a gradually sloping sidewalk, which provides easy access to persons with mobility impairments, and a sliding roll top allows for easy shooting while providing maximum camouflage. The pit accommodates parties of up to 5 hunters, and all hunters are required to hunt from the pit and must be willing to abide by all federal, state, and Wren Lake site-specific hunting regulations. Wren Lake is in the south-central zone for Illinois. That means Canada geese season runs from November 10th through January 31st, and the duck season runs from November 10th through January 8th. The Wren Lake Waterfowl Pit is available by reservations to persons with disabilities during the main goose season. The reservation allows a disabled person and up to four able-bodied assistants to hunt from the waterfowl pit on the date their reservation is valid. The persons with a reservation are allowed to pull their vehicles up to the blind for parking and unloading, and a reservation to hunt the waterfowl pit can be made by either of these two methods. You can either submit an application in person by bringing it to the Wren Lake Project Office and Visitor Center. That's Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 and 4. Or you can call the Wren Lake Project Office and Visitor Center during regular business hours at 618-724-2493 and reserve the site over the phone. Applicants will be contacted to confirm the date of their hunt, and a permit will be issued. Disabled hunters must be accompanied by at least one able-bodied person who can help with all aspects of the hunt. On days that the waterfowl pit has not been reserved by a disabled hunter, it will be available to any group of hunters, disabled or able-bodied, wishing to utilize it on a first-come, first-served basis. Walk-in hunters do not require an application on a reservation or may access the area by walking from the Mine 21 parking lot to the blind. For additional information, you can call Molly Rollison or Cassie McSig at the Wren Lake Project Office at 618-724-2493. That's 618-724-2493. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.